You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Hello, my people. It is another Friday, and I just want to give my wishes to everyone up in northern New South Wales and southern Queensland who have been battling some horrific fires over these last couple of days. Be strong. Keep your heads up. We're all thinking of you. And another shout out to the South Coast Black Cockatoos who have taken out the 2019 men's title at the Koori Knockout. Congratulations, guys. It is a memorial team dedicated to Ben Wellington's brother, James Wellington, who passed away last year and played their first Koori Knockout together 21 years ago. So it was a really, really well-deserved win. And it was a great game. So well done to you guys. But let's get into the news today. And this first story that I'm going to bring you. Let me just take a deep breath. So I am a vegetarian. So this story hits home a little harder than maybe some of you guys listening. But this girl over in Norway has eaten her own horse. I'm just going to give you a second to take that sentence in. I'm going to say it again in case you thought you heard me wrong. Pia Olden has eaten her own horse after it got put down. Okay, another quick second to take that in. Okay, moving on. She has received hundreds of death threats over social media after she ate her horse, claiming it was the best meat she had ever had. So last year, her family horse called Drifting Speed was put down due to an illness, and in an ad-deleted Facebook post that she shared on Friday, Pia, who is an 18-year-old rider and an aspiring chef herself in Norway, said, "If I'm going to eat horse meat, it's going to be my own. My chef heart said I had to do it. I'm sorry, Pia, but your chef heart said that you had to eat a family animal?" It's just like one day you're riding your horse, you're grooming it. The next day it's in your tummy and it's coming out the other end in a couple of days' time. I just can't picture eating a family animal. Like, look at your dog. Are you going to eat your dog or your cat? Or a fish? Or a bird? I definitely wouldn't. Personal opinion, not for me. But hey, each to their own. In the image that she shared on Facebook, you can see the horse meat mixed with chilies, mixed with mangoes, along with the caption that read, "It's not better for the meat to be buried and eaten by worms." So I guess in a way she's thinking it's better for her to eat the meat than for worms to eat the meat. She knows the horse better than the worms know the horse. So there was also a photo that was spread around social media, Facebook groups and whatnot, that showed a picture of the horse before it passed away. Beautiful, a beautiful brown coat. You know, it's long eyelashes. It was really like a show star horse. And then next to the photo, you've got chunks of meat in this like plastic container before obviously Pia had put it into a meal. As like that photo alone should just turn you off eating the meat. I'm not sure. Anyway, despite all the hate, including equestrian clubs saying that eating a horse is like eating a human member of your family, she stands by her decision, saying horse meat is a delicacy. I just hope that one day in her Norwegian restaurant she does not serve horse to people, because I think that just should just be off the menu. But like I said, each to their own. Don't come hating on me. That's just my opinion. Anyway, a truly crazy story, regardless of where you stand. And now back home, I just want to talk about a man that made the rounds on social media. Yeah, you've probably seen this. He was hanging from a bridge in Brisbane, for not even a full day because he was taken into custody, but he was hanging despite that. So an Extinction Rebellion climate protester Paul Duke was in for the long haul. He planned to hang in the hammock for a couple of days, demanding Queensland Premier and the Brisbane Lord Mayor declare a climate emergency. He did go prepared, let me tell you. He took some pears, a chocolate bar, and a huge serving of, I believe it was meatloaf, that he had prepared for the night beforehand. But after he heard that the police were on their way to pull him up, He made some quick arrangements and did it himself. So this is what he said. I'm going to climb out of here to save police the trouble. They've talked to me, and when they come back, they are bringing me the safety gear they feel they need, and then I'll climb out. I was prepared to stay here as long as I could, but I'm not going to be here much longer. Instead of replying to my request, the Premier would prefer to send the police to come get me. I don't want her to feel she can't declare a climate emergency because she's giving in to me. It's not about me, it's a moral issue. Yeah, so you've probably seen the photos of this man hanging, but if you haven't, just literally Google Brisbane man hangs in a hammock and it will be right there, right in your face. So late Tuesday, he was charged with unregulated high-risk activity. But it didn't just stop there yesterday. We had some protests by the Extinction Rebellion groups in Brisbane and in Sydney. How can I forget the name of my own city? Let's just take a minute. So the rebellion group took to the streets, and in Brisbane, 29 people were arrested. And then in Sydney, about 3 were arrested. The Sydney protesters, there were about 100 of them, were dressed as bees, claiming that the bees are in extreme danger due to our actions contributing to climate change. And I have heard that that is a real thing. We are losing our bees, and we do need bees. Just, you know, they are the main source of basically why we have food on our table. Around 1/3 of the food that we consume every single day relies on pollination, mainly from bees. So, hey, we need bees. We need every living creature that we have on this planet. If we didn't need them, guess what? They wouldn't be here in the first place. We need everything that we have. And these protesters are just trying to bring our attention to that. We can't live without. Anyway, enough with protesting and horse-eating people in Norway. Anyway, moving on. It's time for the song of the week to take you in to the weekend, and I hope that you have an amazing weekend planned. I know I sure do. Anyway, I have chosen this week Life is Incredible by Briggs, so please enjoy, and I'll see you next time. Bye.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.